For a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning once again for being once again in your presence, O Lord, to worship you, to praise you, to fellowship with you, and to meet with one another, O Lord. We bring our burdens, we bring our concerns, we bring our worries, O Lord, because you said, "Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, O Lord." And the rest has been displayed today, O Lord, in the form of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, O Lord. We are coming, O Lord, with an open heart so that you can fill us with that rest, O Lord, because you promised us we'll enter your rest into this day, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, take every need, take every concern, and give us freedom and liberty, O Lord, so we can go out lighter than how we came, O Lord. We can go out fulfilled, O Lord, and be being happy of having been in your presence, O Lord. Take now the leadership as we open your word to through this Bible study, O Lord. Bless the children upstairs. Bless the youths, O Lord. Bless the whole service as we commit it into your hand. Be worshipped in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 You may be seated. God bless you. It's a special Sunday today. Amen. Because it's on this day that our Lord made his triumphal entry into Amen. Jerusalem. Amen.
Glory.
And it was it's a very big landmark in our Christian faith, because our Lord was just getting ready to be offered as a sacrifice for our sin. So it's a memorable Sunday as we celebrate it, as we commemorate it. Let his death be of a real significance to our souls, and the benefit of his death and his resurrection will be full beneficiaries of that. Amen. God bless you. So we were studying our topic on the church, and the last time we were talking about the revelation, the importance of the revelation, and not only any revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we saw that church means called out. It's a group of people that has been called out of somewhere. And the first time the concept of church was mentioned in the Bible was in relation to Israel in Egypt. Because the prophet says, when they were still in Egypt, they were not the church, but they were only the people of God. But it was when they were called out of Egypt that they became God's church. They became the church of God. And we saw also that not all those that came out of Egypt were the church, because it was not only coming out that was important, but it was coming out based on the revelation of what you were doing. Those people that came out, many of them came out, but they didn't have the revelation of what they were doing. So they were not the church as God was looking at them, because church, they have to leave Egypt based on the revelation. That's why when Jesus came and he mentioned the notion of building his church, he said he would build it upon the revelation of who he is. You remember we read on Matthew 16 when he went into Caesarea Philippi and he asked the disciple who they said he was. And when Peter made that declaration that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, he told him, you are Peter, and on that rock I'll build my church. Amen. On the revelation of who I am. Since Peter, you have got the revelation of who I am, it's on that, upon that revelation that I build my church. Amen. So those who came out of Egypt without the revelation of what they were doing, without the revelation of Jesus Christ, they were not the church. They were just a bunch of people that were following the true church. Amen. Because remember, the prophets speak about the three kinds of believers. In the group that we call church, there's three kinds of believers. There is the true church, and there are a group of followers. Amen. So out of Egypt, there were the true church, those that were built upon the revelation, and those that were just following without the revelation. And they shone it when trials started to come. Since they didn't know, they didn't understand, they were not established on the revelation, the first trial that came, their first reaction was, let's go back to Egypt. Because they didn't understand why they were going out. Amen. So now Jesus, knowing that, he knew that the job he was doing, the whole hell will be turned against it to come and destroy it. But for the hell not to destroy the church, the work he was doing, he wanted it to be built upon a solid rock, upon a revelation. The only requirement, the only condition for the hell not to take over, not to prevail over the church, it's for it to be built upon the revelation. That's how you understand the importance of the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's that the prophet, even when he came to preach, he said, that's the biggest, the first and the most important of all the revelations. If you have not got the revelation of Jesus Christ in your day, you have not even started yet. Amen. Jesus, knowing that, he says to them, I will build my church upon the revelation. And the gates of the hell will not prevail when you are built upon that foundation. Look at Israel. Those that came out based, built upon a revelation, they were firm, they were strong. But those that were not built on a revelation, those that didn't catch the vision, what was Jesus Christ in their day? The gates of hell prevailed against them. Because we are talking about the gates of hell. When Jesus was mentioning the gates of hell, it was just a generic term that includes many things in it. Israel, throughout the journey, the gates of hell, because they were the church of God, as the prophet puts it, they were the church. And as long as they were the church, the hell, the gates of hell would come and attack them. But the only way for them to prevail, it was to be built upon a revelation. Those who didn't build upon that revelation, notice, the gates of hell started opening one after another. The first gate of hell that opened, it was Pharaoh's army. Amen. They were going, we are the church of God, singing, hallelujah, we have been called out, we are out of Egypt, we are going to the promised land. But when the first gate of hell opened up, those who were not built on the revelation, the gate prevailed against them. Amen. Pharaoh's army is coming. Oh, Moses, why did you bring us here? We better go back to Egypt. They were not built on the rock the solid foundation of the rock. And the very first gate of hell that opened up, they were not firm. They were tossed about and they were asking to go back to Egypt. The second gate of hell that came, it was the Red Sea. Amen. Because hell will open its gates one after the other, as long as you are the church of God. That was Jesus knowing it. He said, you are Peter, and upon that rock, I will build my church. And as long as you are built upon that, the revelation of who I am, though the hell will come, but it will not prevail. Built upon the revelation. Those who were not built upon the revelation, when another gate of hell opened up, hunger, you know, after crossing the Red Sea, some resisted. But some, because when your foundation is not firm, it just depends on the intensity, on the strength of the trial. There must be a small storm, you may resist. Oh, I'm the church of God, I can resist. Pharaoh's army is nothing. I know Moses is leading us to the promised land. But they were not based on the firm rock. They crossed the Red Sea. Some fell, some stood. Because maybe it was an aluminum. You know, the heat was not that much to make it just melt down. But after they crossed, another gate was there, hunger. They could remember cucumbers in Europe, in Egypt. They could remember garlic. It was a big gate. My brother, sister, I tell you, hunger is one of the things that will make many people sell their birthright. Just because they didn't have something to eat. It's a very, very big gate of hell. And many fell before that gate in the desert. Amen. Because they were not built up on a solid rock. Some resisted. But after eating, they ate, they were full. There was no water. Another gate of hell. Those who were not built up on the rock, some of them fell. As they were going, as long as you are not well established on the revelation of who is Jesus Christ, it's just a matter of time. You may resist one temptation, second, third, but at the end of the day, you will drop because you are not built on a firm rock. Some of them went as much as they could up to Kadesh Barnea. It was as if they were the true believers. But as long as their rock, their foundation was not solid enough to resist, at Kadesh Barnea, there was another gate, the giants in the land. Amen. The sons of Anak. So though they resisted Pharaoh's army, the Red Sea, hunger, whatever, many different rebellions that rose, but at Kadesh Barnea, they proved that they were not built on the solid rock, and they fell. Amen. Some of them, another gate that no one could imagine that it could be a stumbling block. It didn't come from the enemy. It was just the leadership of Moses. It was another gate that made many people fall. Because Moses, how can you say you are the only one to whom God speaks? We are all the people of God. It was another gate to possess, you know, pride. It was another gate for them to possess. As long as they were not built up on the solid rock, they fell. Moses went up onto the mountain 40 days. Some of them fell. But you see, Moses, he brought us up. They were built upon Moses. They were not built upon Jesus Christ. They were not built upon the revelation of what they were doing, of what God was doing. But for them, since Moses disappeared on the scene, that Moses is dead. Since he's dead and we were built upon him, let's find another God that will bring us into the promised land. So they didn't got the revelation that it was Jesus Christ, the smitten rock, from whom they drank water that was following them, and that rock that would bring them into the promised land. But some of them were built upon Moses. Yes. And as soon as Moses disappeared from the scene, Moses is gone. So he's dead there. Aaron, make us another God that will follow and will lead us into the promised land. That's when you see the importance of the revelation. The church must be built based upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ in your day? Amen. We'll come up to that at a later stage. But just try to understand. We are putting these foundations for you to realize how to become member, part of, how you can become the church of God. We are breaking it down to its very small component so that you may understand how to build your foundation, and then you will become that church against which the gates of hell will never prevail. The starting is very important. The foundation is very important. And the only foundation we have is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul could say in Romans 8, he knew that the gates of hell would come. But Paul was built up on the solid rock. He knew he got the revelation of Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus Christ in his power after his resurrection. He had even a better understanding of who Jesus was than some of those who saw him in his physical flesh when he was alive on earth. Amen. On his days of his ministry. He saw him in the power of his resurrection. So he was established on that foundation. He could say, any gate of hell that would come my way, it will never prevail. Romans 8, 35 to 39, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, we are talking about the gates of hell, amen? Those gates, they come in many different ways. They are called many different names, but they have one common name, which is the gates of hell. They may be called this, it may come to you in this way, but understand that these are the gates of hell that Jesus was talking about. Tribulation. If a tribulation comes and you are not well established, your dad says, I won't pay your university's fees anymore because of that revelation, because of that your church. If you don't have the revelation of Jesus Christ, if you are not built upon that solid rock, you will drop. The gates of hell will prevail against you. Or distress, or persecution, or famine. We spoke about famine here. The children of Israel in the desert, on their journey, when that gate of hell, which was called famine, when it opened up, those who didn't have the revelation of Jesus Christ, those who were not built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell prevailed against them. Paul mentioning again, nakedness or peril or swords. So these are things that if you are not well established, if you didn't receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, when tribulation will come, when distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword, all these things will make you to deny your faith because you are not the church of God. The church of God, no gate of hell will prevail against her. Why? Because she's built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul continues on saying in 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Yeah. Paul is more than conquerors. Why? Why? Because he's built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. Whether it come, rain or snow or heat or cold, he was constant upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, or forever. Snow or rain or heat or hunger or Jesus Christ remains the same. Amen. That's the secret. That's why the gates of hell will never prevail. Because he is the same. Amen. Paul says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, the gates of hell, nor life. Whether you say, I'm alive, or I will die. Because some people, they will sell their birthright when they promise them that I'll give you better life. It's a gate of hell. And you will reject because you want to get a better life. Is it neither death, nor life, nor angels? Amen. That's another gate. We are talking a few months back about angels here. You know, angels, don't see angels only as those beings with wings. And an angel may be a pastor standing at the pulpit here. That's why Paul could say, if anyone comes, whether it's an angel or even myself, and bring you another revelation, rather than what we have brought you about Jesus Christ, don't believe it. An angel can come and it may become a gate of hell to you as well. Because you have built your faith upon what the pastor told you. And since the pastor told you that we are the church, tomorrow when the pastor will come and stand here, an angel will stand here and say, you know what? The Jesus I taught you there is not our true Lord. It's Brother Branham who is the Lord that we have to worship. Since you have built your faith upon the pastor, the gates of hell will prevail against you. And you'll reject the true revelation or what you thought being a revelation. But it was not a revelation. It was just an intellectual understanding. So even an angel, even myself today, if tomorrow I come and I start telling you, you know what, it's Muhammad that we have to worship in this church. Don't be deceived. Because you know that brother is an anointed of God. I'm not one, you know, but just any brother, any pastor that you believe to be an anointing, I don't know what portion of anointing he has. So when he tells you that from now on we have to change our worship and reject Jesus Christ, since you built your faith upon him, the gates of hell will prevail against you. Amen. That's why Paul carries on saying, no life, no angels, no principalities. You know, the government, the EU, or whoever, they'll come one day and tell you men should marry with men and women with women. That's another gate. And you'll reject because you have not a solid rock as a foundation of your faith. Amen. No powers, nothing present, no things to come. They will never prevail against you. Why? No height, no deep depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As long as you are built upon Jesus Christ our Lord, whatever comes, whatever promise they give you, even if they give you a bunch of dollars or euros, you will reject it because you are built upon the solid rock, which is a revelation. Just be aware of that, my brother. Be aware of that. Very important. If in your Christian walk, you have not started by understanding, by getting the revelation of who is Jesus Christ, you better go back. No matter how many years you have done as a Christian, you better go back to your foundation. Get the revelation of Jesus Christ and then start your walk from there. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time before you drop. The gates of hell will come. The other day I was talking about a pretty lady. It's another gate. You'll see following Jesus and following that lady, that girl, had better drop Jesus. Another day it will come as, you know, a political appointment. They want you to be the minister of women or whatever. But before you become that minister, you have to agree, how they call it now, marriage equality. You will compromise to accept honors of this world. Why? Because you were not built on the solid rock. That's why Jesus Christ, knowing that he has a job to do, knowing that he had paid the price to redeem a church and to bring that church to the full manifestation of what he wanted him to be, he said, I will build it upon the revelation so that they can complete the work I have started. And after his resurrection, after his death, his resurrection and going to heaven, the first thing he did, he came back quickly and met John in the island of Patmos. And he brought the revelation of Jesus Christ for the ages to come. He knew the church must be built upon the revelation. From in every single church age, they must have the revelation of who I am. Otherwise, if they don't have the revelation, the church will not prevail. That's why, let's read Revelation chapter 1. Brother Maxwell has been preaching for long on this book. We are just going to pick some few verses there. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how it starts. The revelation of Jesus Christ. So after his death, he's going to heaven, he came back quickly to John. John, I want my church to be built upon the revelation of who I am. But you don't have that revelation yet for all the ages to come. So he came back quickly to give the revelation of who he is for the seven church ages that had to follow. So that every age must know who is Jesus Christ in their day. And they build their faith upon that revelation. If Jesus didn't come to reveal who he would be in every single church age, his church was in danger of being prevailed against by the gates of hell. Amen. That's why he came back quickly to give the revelation. Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. Amen. He knows the battle is, the devil is preparing a battle. But I need to give them the revelation of who I am, because if they have that revelation, the devil will never prevail against them. Amen. I won't read everything, maybe next Sunday. Just a quick one. The prophet says, the scribe of this book is Saint John the Divine. Historians agree that he lived the past of his life, the last part of his life in Ephesus. Though at the time of the writing of the book, it is not the life story of John, but it is the revelation of Jesus Christ in the future church ages. Amen. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not only for the day of John, but in the future church ages. Because he knew the importance of the church being built upon the revelation. He made the provision for every age. They should know who he is. And from that, they would build their church. They build their faith. In every age, he reveals himself who he is. So on that age, if you want to be the church of God for that age, get to know the revelation of who is Jesus Christ for that church age, and then you can then build your faith upon that revelation. Amen. Otherwise, the gates of hell will prevail against you. He says, this book is usually termed the revelation of Saint John, but that is incorrect. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John for Christians of all ages. Amen. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ for Christians of all ages. So next week, next time, I don't know when, we will see the importance of Revelation, that book of Revelation, what Jesus wanted to stress, what he wanted to show us, what he wanted to show to the church ages to come, who he is. And the church ages must keep in mind that anytime, every work they want to do, if they want to prevail, they have to know who he is on that age. That's why in every greetings to every age, if you read the book of Revelation, he starts by telling to the age who he is. He reveals one aspect of his being. Because the church, the age, must start with the revelation of Jesus Christ. In every greeting, to the angel of the church of Smyrna, say, this is what says him who is this, 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 and that. He reveals who he is to the age, and you have to get the revelation of who he is in your age, then you are the church of God. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, these few words have been said, O Lord. Maybe not the way it should have been said, because it comes out of a human lips, O Lord. But you know the desire in your children's hearts, and you know how to put it correctly so that it can be of a certain importance for them, O Lord. Be now with us as we commit the service into your hand. Take the leadership, O Lord. Bless the preaching of the word. Bless every part of the service. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. God bless you.